It's the Jason Spooner Trio. So glad to have you in this morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Ann.
I'm so glad that you're here. I was a fan of Flame You Follow.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure I played it much on the air. I probably gave it a few spins, but I remembered it very distinctly.
Very cool.
And so when the new album came out, gosh, is it even in stores yet?
It's actually on iTunes, but it is not in stores. We're doing sort of a late summer, early fall release, but we're out hammering radio and meeting people and you're playing some tunes off of it at festivals and things like that. So, we're out and about. It's exciting time to have the record in the can, but sort of have it, rolling out progressively, I guess you could say.
Well, the new album is called Sea Monster.
Yeah.
And so you were at the infamous Floyd Fest this past weekend. Did you have a blast?
Oh, we're still in recovery, I think. I think we're still there mentally, It's a bit of a time warp. You get kind of dropped in the middle of this incredible mountainous... We just had no understanding of what it was all about, and now we do, and it's just... we can't say enough good things about that festival. It's just very nice people, incredible bands. Levon Helm was just, living legend. We got to, we sort of camped out. We had the artist VIP passes and we sort of camped out by the stage and, there was an opportunity where we could go up on the main stage and kind of sit 10 feet away from Levon, and we were 10 feet away from Mofro and Old Crow Medicine Joe, and, just taking music in. Music overdose, basically. But it was fun. Such a blast.
Well, it's nice for us to have an excuse to have you here, to have you in Virginia, and then drag you into the WNRN studios early on a Monday morning to have you play. So this is album number 3.
That's right.
And these are longtime friends and companions you have here with you.
That's right.
And why don't you introduce them this morning?
Well, to my left here is Mr. Adam Frederick on the bass and the vocals.
Good morning.
He's far away from microphone, but he's there for sure.
Yes, and to my right is Mr. Reed Chambers on the cymbals and miscellaneous mail items. He's playing a mailbox for the drum kit today. Okay. Or what do you call that thing?
It's a mail bin.
A mail bin, yes.
Mail bin. Instead of a cajon, he's playing a mail bin this morning.
It sounds really good, actually. We might... unfortunately, they're sort of like... protected. You can't travel with them, right? They're
sort of... you'll have to pick one up at every place you go. Borrow one from the local post office and then give it right back.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got Jason Spooner Trio in the WNRN studios this morning. The new album's called Sea Monster. What are you going to start with for us first here?
We're going to start with a tune called Crashing Down. It's track number 1 on the record.
Nothing left here for me now. It's over and older. It's frozen as a sweat on my brow. But the years fall over the calendar. Whip these walls like a carpenter. Roam the halls like a character now. I'm all locked up in a memory. Far away from the family. There's no chance of reaching out to me now. 'Cause I'm falling apart. Begging my Sunday, oh Sunday, oh Sunday. She smiles a short while, decisions fading white to black. She says I'm smarter, but it's harder if it's not growing and it's not going back. When I found the place where the hero side felt the face of the earth inside, warm embrace of the rising tide. Now I built the rest out of brick and bone, empty nest when the bird has flown, dropping down like a sinking stone now. I'm falling apart, begging my way through the walls. 'Cause I'm clear up, keeping my feet on the ground. Sunday, oh Sunday, crashing down. All go crashing down. All go crashing down. All go crashing down.
WNRN. We've got the Jason Spooner Trio live in the WNRN studios this morning. They are making their way from Floyd Fest to where? Where are you heading next?
We're actually back to, well, we're in New Jersey tomorrow, and then we head to back home to Maine. Up in New England, we're ready to. We love the South is so beautiful, but we melt in this heat. It's a whole different ball game for us. We're sort of
well. Then you were spoiled at Floyd Fest because down the valley it was like 110 you were like 90 degrees up there on top of the mountain.
90 degrees is nice, the cool mountain weather, I guess. Wow,
that's, well, we're not used to that. We're in a heat wave.
Absolutely, it is July, I guess. So we'll take it better than the opposite.
So I was listening to an interview that you did with someone else, and you talked about, I loved a couple of different images that came up in this, was like your dad's stereo system with the 8-track tapes.
That's right.
And just because most people don't like really even hardly remember 8-track tapes, and you were, enjoying what was on there. Did your dad have a big collection of or did it vary? Was it just 8-track tapes?
Well, he had some vinyl for sure, but definitely, I mean, in terms of my interest in music and my influences and things like that, it was sort of, I always tell the story, he had this big sort of credenza thing that was, it looked like a piece of furniture, but then you'd go over to it and study it, and you'd pop the top up, and you'd realize there was a record player in there and an 8-track, and he had all his sort of 8-track stored in there. And it was, for me, it was just all the classic 70s songwriter stuff, Jim Croce and Neil Young and Gordon Lightfoot and, Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, Paul Simon, just a wide variety of those guys, Van Morrison, and then, of course, a lot of good 70s soul music, Marvin Gaye and Gladys Knight and just that kind of thing. He had such a cool variety, and I just remember listening to those 8-tracks and just being, having these images, especially with the songwriter stuff, just having these images painted in my head in a 3.5-minute song, and I just said, it's such an incredible art form, it's such a cool thing to get people's thoughts rolling in a matter of 3.5 minutes, and I just always responded to it. But it was indeed those 8-tracks in the early 70s, late 70s, when of course my dad would leave those alone, don't go near those, because he treasured that stuff. But when he was out, when he was away or looking the other way, I'd sneak in there and listen. So that's how I got exposed to this type of music.
So those are some of your musical instruments as a young person. Who are you listening to today?
Actually through the band, we've opened up just a massive amount of, I definitely come from sort of the acoustic side of things. We love Ray LaMontagne. He's a Mainer.
I would say you've had a lot of luck and on some level being a person from Maine, because not only hooking up with him, but you also, did it like an L.L. Bean sponsored tour?
We did a show. For the last 2 years, we've done shows at L.L. Bean, and they're great. They're just a great community supporter, and they do this event, the L.L. Bean Summer Concert Series. And 2 years ago, we opened for Brandi Carlile. Last year, we opened for Blues Traveler, and it's just great. The fact that Bean puts an opportunity for regional guys, local guys, whatever it may be, to hook up with nationals. It's just really great. I mean, we were a little, I said, oh, Brandi Carlile we'll go over well with. And then the Blues Traveler audience, I wasn't sure, because, it's more of a jam band kind of rocking crowd. And so we had to step it up, but people really enjoyed it. And it was like 6,000 people there. And Popper was, how about those Jason Spooner Trio boys? He was really cool. So it was just great, that Maine's a great, Portland especially, where we're from, has a great music scene. I know it's an incredible music scene in Charlottesville, and one that we hope to explore further, but Portland is a much smaller city, but definitely has some things going on for it musically. So
we've got Jason Spooner Trio live in the WNRN studio. They got a new album out just right now on iTunes, but it'll be in stores sometime soon, called Sea Monster. And we're having them play some tunes for us today on their way out of Virginia towards New Jersey and then home to Maine. What's up next, Jason?
We're going to do, speaking of blues and harmonica and all that fun stuff, we're going to do a song called Half a Mind.
Sky is no time to wonder why. Rhythm of a train leans before down that track. Time to back again. Mountains are the same. Color sways you never understand. You got lost so long, you see. It is down and you forget about me. But it's nothing like your sister's told. Insane when the rain and the river wanna come and hold. Spend half the time at the city line on a couple with the others trying to hide the crime. We spend half the ride kin inside. Believe you when I see you on the other side. I got half a mind to take my time and fall into temptation when the sun don't shine. Half the night to make it right with a sinner and a savior, the neon light. Got half the day to get away. See me inside and look the other way. I got half a mind. Sirens in the rear come and go and disappear. Keep that diamond in your hand. Keep it safe when I'm a warning man. But it's nothing like your teachers told you. Outside of the schools like prisons where they try to mold you. Half a chance at the true romance. Pressure's gonna hit you like an avalanche. We got half a ride, kin inside. Leave you in the sea on the other side. I got half a mind. Take my time and fall into temptation when the sun don't shine. Half the night to make it right with a sinner and a savior, the neon light. Got half the day to get away. See me inside and look the other way. I got half a mind. Take my time to fall into temptation when the sun don't shine. Half the night to make it right with a sinner and a savior, the neon light. Got half the day to get away. See me inside and look the other way. I got half a mind.
We are lucky to have the opportunity to chat with the Jason Spooner Trio this morning. They were at Floyd Fest over the weekend. They're heading to New Jersey, and they got a chance to stop in and see us this morning. So we're very grateful. Thanks again, Jason, for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of this album progression.
Yep.
You know, we talked about Flame, You Follow, as the second CD. We're out here with the third. Or were there's any, was it kind of the same idea of from one CD to the other, or you tried some new ideas on this new CD? What was there any big differences on the way you approached this one?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the last one, I think we sort of tapped into some of the direction that we picked up with on this latest record. Flame had sort of a variety of real kind of mellow songwriter tunes paired with some more upbeat tunes. And one of the, one of the comments we get at our shows is that, like, wow, you guys are so much more upbeat than your record, you know? And I was always like, wow, we really need to bridge that gap. So with Sea Monster, I think that was sort of where we began with. We said we really need to make a record that has something, you know, that speaks to what the band sounds like live. You know, we don't want there to be this, you know, divide between what we sound like on record versus what we sound like live. So I think that was a big change. And I think the way we approached the record, we did tons of pre-production as a band. You know, traditionally it was me doing, with Flame, I think it was me doing more of the pre-production, and then the band sort of filled in the gaps when we finally got into the real deal studio. This time around, Reed, our drummer, has a wonderful attic at his house, and he's got his drum set all set up there, all mic'd up, and Adam would come over, and I brought my Pro Tools rig up there, and we would just really kind of craft the tunes organically, you know, and work out ideas and parts, you know. And it's nice to do that in a studio, you know, sort of a project studio environment, because you can say, okay, let's go down this rabbit hole and see if there's anything at the end of it. And sometimes there's just nothing, there's a dead end, and other times there are really, you know, signature moments that make their way onto the record. And in this record, we discovered a lot of that stuff just through massaging the tune. So I think we approached it more as a band this time around, and that certainly informed the sound. I think another piece of it was the electric guitar. Like my engineer, John Wyman, great engineer, co-produced the record. With Flame You Follow, there was a moment where he said, you know, I think you should really, maybe you should go pick up the electric. And it was like this, you know, oh my, you know, no, God, no, you know, I don't want an electric record. Or it just was kind of foreign to me, because I had abandoned the electric guitar, you know, 15 years ago, and just really focused on acoustic guitar playing and considered myself an acoustic musician. So this time around, it was like, all right, you know, electrics are going to have a presence on the record. So I have a beautiful hollow body Gretsch and a solid body guitar, and so I think we just there, texturally there's a lot more going on with the instruments on this record as well. So that's my long-winded answer about the difference between the two records.
We've got Jason Spooner Trio live in the WNRN studios this morning. One left for us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just got through talking about the rock and electric tunes. So this is one of the acoustic tunes that snuck its way under the record. It's called Seed in the Ground. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Breathing on that window, put me on a fast train underground. Living lost in limbo, worried about the times I'm not around. 'Cause you said it all before, you got demons at your door, and now I recognize the darkness in your eyes. And I like to set it free, but it only swallow me, so I settle for this present compromise. It's not right, it's not right. I don't wanna be the one to tell you that I wanna be the one to sell you out. I don't wanna be the one to let you down. But you can never raise a hand to hold me, and you will never have a thought to know me. We could never get a seed into the ground, the ground. Shadows never find the time to settle down. Leaving in my tomorrow, I'll be studying the map in another town. Cause I've said it all before, there's one soldier in this war, and the battlefield's an empty stretch of gray. Caught me between the long white line and the corners of my mind, but I'll try to make it up to you someday. There's no way, there's no way. I don't want to be the one to tell you that I will only be the one to sell you out. I don't want to be the one to let you down. But you can never raise a hand to hold me, and you will never have a thought to know me. We can never get a seat into the ground, the ground. Day by day, scenes replay, fade away, fade away. I don't want to be the one to tell you that I will only be the one to sell you out. I don't want to be the one to let you down. But you can never raise a hand to hold me, and you will never have a thought to know me. We can never get a seat into the ground, the ground.
WNRN, Jason Spooner Trio, live in the WNRN studios this morning. The new album is called Sea Monster. It's available on iTunes eventually this fall. It'll be in your local CD store. And are you a part of the vinyl craze? Jason, you going to put it out on vinyl as well?
I don't know. It's got we're really proud of the cover art. I think the cover came out really cool, and I think it would look good in a large format. At least we'll get at least three copies for the guys in the band. Maybe maybe our moms.
Okay, well,
six.
You have to send one to Ian, too, right here.
He's a vinyl guy?
He's a totally vinyl guy.
All right.
So you'll have to send one our way.
So our moms, us, and Ian will get vinyl copies.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming in and playing live in the WNRN studio. So you did this cover of this, song from our past, this Trent Darby song.
That's right.
And do you do a lot of covers overall?
Well, we did a cover of an old sort of B-side Talking Heads tune called Slippery People on the last record, Flame You Follow. And, you know, it just was a favorite song of mine, and I kind of tucked it, you know, it was track 8 or 9 on the record, and I just said, oh, it'd be cool to have this on there. And I thought it came out pretty cool, and you know, our radio promoters and you know, some radio markets across the country really responded to it. And I said, wow, maybe there's something to that. So this tune, Wishing Well by Mr. Terrence Trent D'Arby from the 80s, was something that, you know, we play that. I mean, we up in Portland and around New England and stuff, we have, you know, we do bar gigs here and there and sort of cut our teeth as a bar band. And you know, we'll mix in, you know, a fair amount of covers when we're doing those kinds of gigs. And this is just one where it's like the light switch flips on in terms of dancing. You know, it's just got this groove that immediately people start boogieing. And I have a 2.5-year-old nephew named Noah who is up in Maine for the summer. And my sister tells me that, you know, as soon as this tune comes on, he starts moving his hips and kind of ducking his head around. And I was like, well, that's a sure sign that this is a good one. So we just wanted to pay some homage to classic 80s dance tune, I guess. So we added a little bit more of an R&B feel to it, and we're pretty psyched about it. It came out. It was a fun one to put on the record.
Well, Jason, many happy returns to Virginia, and thanks so much for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.